Hello, how's it going? So, you know how the other day I was like, I feel like I'm always pissed off whenever I come on here and I'm stressed out. And then I was like, no, I'm not. And so the past week I've been really like regulating my nervous system and really trying to like vibe check, like really kind of see where I'm at. And I'm living my life pretty anxiously, to be honest. I've never just been lower than out of four. Like, zero is like chill, calm, whatever. Panic attack is like 10. And usually I'm out of four to a six. So I guess I average about five. But I've been doing this one, like, little nervous system regulation guided thing. And it's been helping, and I usually feel a lot better after. Pretty cool, calm, and collected, but I'm not sure why I'm not, like, usually regulated. And then I'm having to do it, like, multiple times throughout the day. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm really anxious right now. Oh, I'm really anxious right now. Oh, I'm really anxious right now. And that's a little confusing. I don't know. I haven't always been anxious. I feel like, yeah, that's not a thing. I didn't realize that I'm this anxious constantly. Oh my god, and now my shit. Hold on. I'm gonna pause this so you don't have. Okay, sorry. I had to adjust my microphone. Anyway, and then today I'm like, I don't. It's good, and like, I'm just going. I'm just flowing through today. So I woke up. I came home. I was at Cheyenne's, and then I just kind of hung out for a minute, and then I went and got my hair done, but whenever I went to leave, my car wouldn't start, so I ended up being, like, a minute late, but still, that's frustrating to me, so I was like, I'm so sorry, girl, but we're pretty casual. We used to be neighbors, so I feel like I'm glad it was her. Like, I hate being late at all, but, like, if anyone actually doesn't care, it's her, and obviously, like, I'm not taking advantage of that by any means, but, like, I'm just glad. And it was literally 1 minute, but still, stresses me out. Because then I'm like, my car wouldn't start, so I was trying to fuck with it and, like, turn it off and on a couple times and, like, kept trying to start it, nothing. So then I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to take my mom's car and I'm not even going to stress about this. So I did that. And then, yeah, I got there, got my hair did. I'm liking it. That's also something that is extremely hard and stressful to me. I have, a huge, like, attachment to my hair. Like, I would probably lose my mind if anything ever happened. Like, I don't know. Like, if someone came and chopped it off in my sleep, like, I would literally probably crash the fuck out. I definitely would. Not probably. I would. And there's reason. Okay, whenever I was in 7th grade, I don't know, honestly. I don't know what happened, but I cut over a foot off of my hair. It was, like, butt crack to, like, collarbone. I cut the fuck out of my hair. I don't know why. I don't know why I did that. I don't know what the fuck was going on. Like, looking back, yeah, that was whenever I was with, Tim, I think. Tim or Ted. Whatever the crazy one was. The first one. Not the good one. I think Ted was the good one. So, Tim. Yeah, whenever I was with Tim. Yeah, I just randomly, like, I'm pretty sure it was impulsive, like, I don't know, and yeah, cut the fuck out of my hair. So, I hated it. It was the worst thing ever. I was like, I'm never, ever cutting my hair again. So, I literally would not even get my hair trimmed, no cut, nothing, forever. And then, 2 years ago, I was stuck in my house during a little snowstorm, and I was like, I'm cutting it. Fuck it, I'm cutting it. And I cut, like, to, like, nipple, probably, like, I think it was, like, 8 inches, maybe. And that was okay. I was like, you know what? This is okay. It's still long as hell. Because it was, like, nipple. Longer than nipple. So it was so cool. And then, since then, I did cut it. I cut probably, like, 3 inches. Just did a little trim. And then, today I cut it. So I think I'm getting more comfortable with it. I don't really believe in a trimming. I think that's a myth when they're like, oh, if you want your hair to go, you gotta trim off the dead stuff. And that just doesn't make sense because you trim off the ends, But your hair doesn't grow from the ends. It grows from the roots, dumbass. So, I don't believe in a trim. Anyway, sorry. My mom just literally saved my life. I just want to shout out real quick. Thank you, mother. Because I'm like, I was just running around and I went and got my hair cut. And then I'm trying to come back and like figure out my car stuff. And like, it was just a whole fucking thing. And then I had to go to the bank and I'm like, I just need to record my podcast. And I come home and I'm like, I'm fucking starving. And I'm like, I can't make food. I really just want to go record my podcast. Like, I can't. And so she made me food. Thanks, Mom. So, anyway, yeah, I don't like the cutting of the hair. Not my jam. And in the past, probably in, like, middle school, I started getting my hair done. And I would get either highlights or a balayage. Or one time I did ombre with, like, green and blue and teal. But red hair doesn't love to hold color. So, it literally, like, I went home and after I washed it the first time, it literally all washed out. So, so that sucked. And then, let's see, I'll do like a little halo. That was the last thing I did. The last time I dyed my hair was this time last year. Yeah, last year. And I just did like a little money piece and baby halo of blonde. But before that, so, okay. Probably from, like, middle school, I was probably getting it done once a year, and then high school started getting it done twice a year. I would do once right before my birthday this time of year. My birthday is next week, whoop. And then also, like, a January. So, like, twice a year. And that's just adding some blonde. Don't trim my hair. Don't fucking touch my hair. Nothing. So, that's been the jam. But then, probably, like, 2 years ago, I was like, I want to stop adding blonde, like, I just feel like it's, my hair does not like bleach. No one's hair does, but like, I don't know. My hair is already, I don't know. I think it's dry. My hairstylist is like, your hair is not dry. You're tripping. But I feel like it's dry naturally. And so whenever I add the blonde, it just dries it the fuck out. And it's like horrible. So I don't really like to do that. And I just feel like, why blonde? Why do we all want to be blonde so bad? Like, what is that? Is that real? What is that? And I've decided it's not real. This is a man's world and they like blonde women. So we dye blonde. We bleach blonde. And yeah. So I tried to not do it. I tried to give it up. I was like, I'm done. So I didn't do it in January last year. But then on my birthday, I was like, okay, I'm giving in. I want something. And this year, didn't do it in January, didn't do it this time. Before Bonnaroo, I went and I got tinsel added in, and it's been my favorite thing in the fucking world. I'm obsessed with it. It's so fun. It's so fucking fun. So, yeah, I was like, maybe I'll cut it. Ideally, if I could do anything in the fucking world, I would do a light pink money piece in baby halo. I think that would look so fucking cute. But I would have to add bleach for that, and then, like, the maintenance of that, and just, and I don't want to do that. So, tinsel and haircut. But, yeah, I only cut off, like, 3 inches, and then I did a little face framing, like, just the tiniest bit. So, yeah, that's what's happening. But, I don't know. I'm, like, I feel like I love it, like, right, I'm satisfied for this minute, but I feel like I want more. Like, I don't know. I just, and it's like, I know it'll grow back if I cut it, but that just is something that is really actually fucking terrifying to me. And so, I don't know. Maybe I'll cut it. Maybe I won't. I don't know. So, I just like, I want to change up my look a little bit. And my hair is a pretty big part of my look because it's so motherfucking big and long and thick and that. So yeah, I don't know, but I haven't looked in the mirror enough, so I don't really know. Like, I like it. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really stared at myself in the mirror yet. So yeah, I don't know. I just, I don't know. I want something a subtle change in appearance, and my hair, I guess, is pretty much the only way I can do that, I feel like. I mean, I guess I could go get my lips done or something, but I don't want to do that. I don't know, I just want, like, enough change to, like, be noticeable, but not being, like, insane. But then also, I'm kind of like, but why the fuck not? Like, let's go fucking ham. But I don't really know how to do that. Like, whoa. Like, I don't know, you know? Like, I feel like the hair is usually the way people do that. And I don't know. I'm weird about dyeing my hair and bleaching my hair. And I don't know. I just feel like, obviously, my entire life as a redhead, everyone's like, you cannot ever change your hair. And I don't know. I mean, I love to be a fucking rebel, but I don't know. That just seems like that kind of feels true to me. I feel like I can't dye or change my hair, which even the bleach and stuff, people would get mad at that. But I was like, I don't care. Like, this is fun and it's not my whole head. So I definitely don't think that I could do whole head. I don't like to say forever, but it feels like forever. I don't feel like I see that in my future. And I don't really, if I were to do that, it would be pink. It would literally be pink. So, you know. Yeah, I don't know. But I just feel like I'm a different person now. Like, I feel like I don't want anyone to think that they know me because they know that I have long hair, you know? They're like, oh yeah, Brittany with the long hair. And I'm like, no, that's not who I am. But it is. So, whatever. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I need a little, I'm feeling a little crazy. I feel like I want a little, I'm a different bitch. But I don't know. And I just feel like, I just like having long hair. Like, I don't know. I just feel like short hair is not my thing. Also, I feel like my face is kind of round. So, like, I don't know. But even whenever I was skinny and cut my hair, I didn't like it. So I think my face is just round. I don't think it's because I'm fat. But I don't know. Burpee today. Sorry. I don't know. But maybe like, maybe I don't know. I'm scared. I get scared because then I'm going to cut it short. And then I'm gonna be like, I wish I had long hair. What the hell? So I don't know. I just feel like cutting hair, changing hair is not safe options. So I don't know. I don't know what to do. But definitely keeping the tinsel forever. I'm obsessed with it. I want my entire head to be tinsel. That would be awesome. So, yeah, that's what's happening with the hair. But it feels good. It's healthy looking as fuck. No more dead ends. It feels so thick because it's, like, thick all the way through, all the way to the ends. And it looks lighter. The way that she did it, it looks lighter. You can see the blonde from last year. Which is also sometimes frustrating because I feel like in pictures, it kind of looks like ashy. And I don't like that. Like, I'm like, I wish I didn't do the blonde. So I definitely don't plan to add more blonde because I don't like the blonde that's in there. But today I did. I was like, you know what? It looks really light. Like, I like the blonde. Like, it's doing it for me today. But yeah. So I don't know. That's the hair stitch. Yeah. I don't know. It's good. Love it. Love her. She's a slay. She always slays. But I think I'm gonna go see her again. I'm gonna be like, I don't know. Something. I need you to do something. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know. She would be like, no, you don't. You don't want me to touch it. Because she's been my hairstylist for a long fucking time, honestly. Probably like 7 years. I don't know. And yeah, she's never cut it. Like, I think this was the second trim she's ever done on me. Wow, slay. But anyway, enough about my fucking hair. Now, let me check in. What's been happening? Saw you last week. Happy 4th of July. I didn't watch a single firework. That's the first time I've ever done that. Didn't see any. Oh well, I did see some, like, way off in the distance, or, like, little shitty ones that the neighbors did, but nothing real. But then me and my mom and my brother watched this fireworks show. Someone was, like, live on Facebook, and so we watched it. And you know what? Camera quality on the phone has upgraded. Like, I don't feel like I have seen firework videos in a fat fucking minute recorded. But this girl, like, I felt like I was at the show. They looked so good. So that was cool. And then, yeah, we just went to the pool. Oh, but Thursday night, me and all my girly girls went out. It was so much fun because it was, like, two of my friend groups. Because it was Natalie and Cassidy, which is, like, OGs. Like, when I first turned 18, that was our fucking group. And my cousin Nina. We were going out, like, bow, bow, bow. We were going out every weekend. It was the funnest fucking time of my life. It was awesome. And, yeah, we don't really be going out like that anymore. So, it was fun that they were out. And then, also, Jalen, Cheyenne, and our friend Aaron came. That was a lot of fucking fun. So, it was just, like, all my favorite girly girls at the club. But it was crazy because, like, we went out to Dallas. We went to Red River. And we used to go there. Like, there was a period where we were, like, we were kind of going there often. And it's fun. Like, it's fine. You know, we always make it fun. We go dance with the freaking weird men that want to dance because they're good at dancing. And I love to dance. So, I'm a dance. And yeah, it's fun. We just black out. And so, I don't know. But we don't really go, like, that's not really the jam because it is very country. But we were like, 4th of July, it's gonna be poppin', like, whatever, let's go. We go, they were max capacity, there was, like, hundreds of people waiting outside, it was, like, a 2-hour wait, and we're like, you know what, fuck no, but we had Ubered. So there was this other little random bar next to it, I don't know what it was called or what it was, but we went over there, and it was fun. We would literally, we pretty much just took shots the whole time. We were, like, standing in line, waiting to take a shot, and then we would go dance, and we'd be like, ooh, like, hey, dance floor, and then we'd go back and take another shot. I think we took, like, 6 shots each, which was pretty crazy, because we were there from, like, 11:30 to 1:30, so we was taking them fucking shots, baby. We took 2 tequila shots at a time, like, one time we did that. We took 2 back to back. It was crazy. And that tequila that they gave us was nasty. It was Well. We always get Well, Brokey, but that one that they had there, it was not good. So, yeah, but it was a lot of fun. We had fun. And we got drunk. And then, yeah, so Friday, we just went to the pool for a little bit. That was fine. Meh. But then we went to Texas Roadhouse. That was good. And then, yeah, I went to bed. I literally came home and went to bed. And then Saturday, worked. Sunday, I chilled. Me and my mom watched our show a little bit. We've been watching The Mermaid Show. I love it. And, yeah, Monday, Tuesday, worked. And here I am. So, yeah. But, yeah, I'm hoping that my car is okay. I'm thinking I'll probably just need a new battery because I didn't, like, leave any lights or any random shit, so that kind of sucks, but whatever. I'm gonna wait till after my birthday. Fuck it. I don't care. And then, my birthday, it's next week, next Friday, on the 18th, July 18th, Cancer Girl. Yeah. I'm a little conflicted of topics today because I have a few different things on my mind. My birthday. I didn't want to talk about my birthday, but I think it would make more sense to just talk about my birthday next week because it'll be 2 days before my birthday, so I'll be more birthday thing stuff. But also, freaking Cheyenne is moving, and that's, I don't know. I want to talk about that, and I kind of don't want to talk about that, and I don't really know. I feel like I've just been like, ooh, avoid it. It's not real. That's not real. And, yeah. I don't know. So, and then I also kind of just want to talk about nothing, and I don't know, talk about other shit. I don't know. But I feel like with, I don't know, with the Cheyenne thing, it's like, that sucks. That really fucking sucks. Like, that super sucks. I don't know. I haven't really, like, let myself get into all of those feelings, and I didn't really realize that. I feel like, you know, when she first said it, I was like, bright sighting as fuck. I'm like, no, it's fine. It's literally only an hour away. It's going to be great. Like, it'll be fine. And you'll have way more. She's moving back in with her family. And I'm like, you're not going to be paying rent. We can go travel the fucking world. Like, finally. This is going to be great. And I feel like and that is true. That is true. But I just feel like I've been, I don't know, just, like, whatever about it. Like, I've really been bright-lighting it. And then, like, I've almost cried a couple of times. Like, the other day we were out, and this bar we like to go to, they do, like, little, like, movie nights and stuff. And I saw one at the very end of July that they're doing for Pitch Perfect. And so I literally, like, she was in the bathroom, and so I went to text her, and I'm like, oh my god, they're playing Pitch Perfect on this day, we have to come. And then I typed the text, and then I realized, like, she would be gone by then. And so I, like, kind of started to cry. But, yeah, whenever she came back, I just told her, and I was like, I was just sending you a text, like, making plans for us, and, yeah, like, you're gonna be gone. And so that's really sad. I'm kind of feeling cry right now. I'm getting teary-eyed, but not actually crying. And so, yeah, whenever we were talking about that, I'm like, yeah, damn, like, that is really sad. Like, that is really sad. And it just sucks because we've kind of been planning on her moving at the end of July, but we just found out that she has to move out halfway through. So it is, like, a whole, because we were gonna go on our trip, we'll be gone from the 17th through the 20th, and then she was gonna just move that whole next week, but, yeah, she just found out that she needs to be moved out before we go on this trip, and so, yeah, instead of the 31st being her last day, now it's the 15th, so that just kind of sucks a lot. And so, I don't know. And, yeah, it's, like, it sucks a lot because we usually hang out multiple times a week, and now we're gonna be, I don't know, I feel like my whole way that I've been going about this is, I'm committed to this relationship. I love you, and you are a giant priority of mine. And so I'm willing to an hour. I'm not gonna let an hour be the reason that we drift apart. Like, that doesn't feel like an option to me. I don't want that. I obviously it's gonna change, but I'm not just gonna let it fall apart, like, you know. And so I feel like we've been pretty open about that, and, like, you know, our plan right now is, like, we're hanging out every 2 weeks, like, at least. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, it fucking sucks, and I don't really know what's happening right now. I don't know why I'm not really letting myself feel all of these things. I don't really know what's going on. I feel like there's, like, a block, and, like, I don't know, because then we're hanging out the other day, and she's, like, because she's, like, you know, been very, very close to tears multiple times, and every time I'm just, like, no, we're not doing this, like, it's not like that, it's gonna be great, like, you know, we've got our plans, we're gonna make sure we're hanging out, we're gonna, like, maintain this, and, like, I don't know, I've just not really, like, really felt it, and I don't know, the other day she was like, ugh, like, I want you to cry, like, I don't want you to cry, but I want you to cry, and I don't know, I was just kind of like, I will, like, I know, like, I don't know, I do, I care, but then that was kind of all that said, but, like, that's been in my head, that's been, like, stuck in my head, and it's like, what that means to me, like, what I got from her saying that is, like, she wants to know that I care as much as she does, because she has cried about this a lot, and I haven't, like, really cried at all, like, I almost cried that one time, and, like, kind of right now, but, like, this is the most that I've visibly been upset by this. And I don't know. I mean, obviously, I don't know what that was what... I assume that that's what she meant when she says, oh, I want you to cry. Like, I don't want you to cry, but I want you to cry. It's like, because crying would show that I care and show that this is upsetting to me and affecting me. And is it... That feels a little crazy because I feel like someone who's very, like, wear my heart on my sleeve. Like, I'm very in tune with my emotions. And I cry a lot. Like, that's not really something crazy. So I don't know why I haven't really cried about this. I don't really know why I haven't, like, really felt this. It's just kind of been like, no, it's fine. Like, it's only an hour. It's, like, not a thing. I'm crying. It's like, I think it's happening. But... I don't know, like, it does really fucking suck, obviously it fucking sucks, but, what am I gonna do? Like, what can I even do about it? There's nothing I can do about it, you know? I was wearing my sunglasses, so I had to take them off, because I'm crying now, and, I don't know, obviously it fucking sucks, it really fucking sucks. I'm obsessed with Cheyenne. I feel like this is the best that a relationship has ever been in my life, and I don't know, I just feel like it, I don't know, I'm trying to be like, okay, so what is really gonna change? I'm not gonna be able to just text her and be like, oh, I'm coming over, we're gonna hang out, let's do this, let's do that, we're not gonna be able to have sleepovers as much, like, which is also something that does suck, because I love sleepovers, I love sleepovers, always, with anyone, forever, I love it, like, some people don't like having sleepovers with me, because I move a lot in my sleep, but Cheyenne doesn't care. She doesn't notice. She moves in her sleep, too. Like, we sleep good together. And... yeah. That sucks. I love having sleepovers. And it's also kind of fun because every time now that we're going to hang out, we will have a sleepover because it is an hour. So we're not going to drive an hour for a few hours. Like, we're going to drive, spend the night, whatever. So... yeah, I don't know. I mean, fuck. Yeah. It sucks. It does suck. It definitely fucking sucks. And I do really care. And I am, I guess, pretty nervous about, you know, what that's gonna look like. What my life is gonna look like without Cheyenne every day. And... I don't know. I'm still, like... in my head, as I'm saying this, I'm like, no, we're gonna talk, we're gonna FaceTime, we'll be texting way more, like, we're still gonna be close, like, I don't know, and then that's also scary, because it's like, what if we're not, like, what if we do that for, like, a month, and then we just fall off, and then never again, and it's like, that's a possibility, like, obviously I don't want that, but that is a possibility, you know, it's hard, a lot of effort. It's a lot of effort trying to be in a long distance relationship. Like, not long distance. Obviously, I know that an hour is not that crazy, but in a distanced relationship, way more distance than me and her have ever been. Because, yeah, she lives 15 minutes away from me. I'm like, I'm always over there. And, yeah, so... yeah, I don't know. It's weird, for sure. So, I don't know. It's just, like, I feel, I don't know what's gonna happen, and that is scary, but I don't know. I'm just so thankful for what I have gotten. Like, you know? Like, it's been so good. Like, we've been able, I feel like this is the most progressive relationship I'm in. I feel like my other relationships... I've been in relationship with these people a lot longer, and so they know a version of me, and I was more consistent in versions of myself. I was them for longer, where in this relationship, in the past, like, couple years, I've been a different version every day that I wake up. So, I feel like since me and Cheyenne, the beginning of our relationship, that's how it's been. I'm a different person every single day, and so I'm really have so much room to evolve and keep evolving and keep having new thoughts and keep having big feelings and keep having conversations about minor things and just have really open communication. And I think all my other relationships are getting to places like that, but since they've been so different for so long, like, it's, I don't know, a little bit scarier, I guess. So with Cheyenne, it's just kind of easier. I'm able to just say whatever and do whatever, and it's frustrating. Right now, my biggest frustration is I feel like we haven't really had, like, a deep connection hangout in a long time, and that's scary to me because I'm like, why? And I'm like, I don't know. I feel like maybe kind of, like, since she really decided that she was moving, like, 10 months ago, 9 months ago, yeah. That's as early as I remember it, because, yeah, she was like, yeah, we have 9 months left. Like, we're not even going to think about that right now. And, yeah, I just feel like we've just continued to get closer and closer, but I just feel like the past few months that we haven't really, like, really, really connected. And when we're drunk, of course we do. Then we're just like, oh, we're just like insane psychopaths when we're drunk or anything. It's just so easy. We're just like, I love you so much. Like, I just can't imagine my life without you. And we do the whole, like, I'm obsessed with you thing. But we really haven't done that sober in a while. Like, we do in little ways. We'll just, like, a quick I love you or a quick little moment of intimacy. But we really don't get, like, we haven't had a deep, long, intimate, vulnerable conversation in a while. And I don't know why. I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's a me thing. I feel like that's a me thing because I definitely am the more sensitive and, like, vulnerable, fragile one. So I usually am the one to start bigger, deeper conversations. But also at the same time, she's very easy to pull into that. I can quickly, like, if I show my full vulnerable self, then she's also comfortable sharing her full vulnerable self. She doesn't typically just off the bat do that because she hasn't really had relationships that she's been able to do that. I have had relationships where I've been able to do that, but it's been a lot harder to get to that point. And I feel like with my mom, my brother, and Jalen, it is like I can get to that point, but it does take a little something. And with Cheyenne, it just usually comes very easy, but I feel like it hasn't. I feel like we haven't had a big conversation, a big connection, not even a big conversation. I mean, it takes a big conversation to feel that connected, but I don't know what the fuck, but yeah, it super fucking sucks. I don't know. And so I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I just don't want to have wasted our last times that we've had together. And the last few times we've had together, like last night, what did we do last night? Oh, we got high and we watched Joe Dirt. And that was fucking awesome. That was a lot of fun. And we talked a little bit. And there was like something else that is so fucking annoying is there's like this roommate drama situation, and it's like there's really immature, childish fucking things happening. And at the, like, this has just been happening forever, and I don't know, it's like, I don't know, just kind of a big situation happened yesterday, and so it's kind of like at this point we were just fucking pissed off, and we're just talking about that, and we're just getting more pissed off about that. So that's kind of consuming our brain. So instead of spending our time, you know, talking about us and talking about, you know, real shit with us, we're talking about this fucking stupid drama. And it's like, it's not wasted. We were both, that was like very present. That's where both of our minds were focused on, and like kind of the thing. But I don't know. It was just, I don't know. I'm like, is that just a waste of time? Like, am I just wasting our time together? And then we're going out and we're drinking, and like, we're not really getting drunk these days. Like, Thursday night, yes, but we went out for a drink. We hung out Saturday or Sunday. I don't know. What day is it? We hung out Sunday. Yeah, we went out and drank Sunday. So, And we talked then. We talked a lot then, I guess. So that was good. But we were in public, so it's not like we can get super intimate. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I'm so stressed out about this now. I'm like, I don't even know. Like, I don't think that we're wasting time. But also, it's like, that's kind of nice, because when she moves in, our time will be more intentional, and it'll be better, because we'll really, like, be like, you know, this is the only time that we have in person together every couple of weeks, so I don't know, but then it's also, like, Brody, like, that's our relationship, it just completely fucking fell apart, like, I don't know, it's something I can't control. I don't know. I don't know. Because now I'm like, this is the shit that Brody was saying to me when our relationship was changing. He's like, oh yeah, well, our time together is going to be better because, you know, we'll be more intentional, and we'll have less time together, but that'll make it better, and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, we don't talk, we don't hang out, we don't see each other, and from my point of view, our relationship has completely fallen apart. Like, there's really not much there. So, I don't know. Maybe that's what will happen with Cheyenne. Oh, this is so embarrassing. I'm not embarrassed that I'm crying. I just hate my voice whenever I'm crying. But, yeah, I'm like, I mean, yeah, this shit is gonna fucking change. And it is gonna fucking suck. Like, yeah. Having distance, I don't know. And then it's like, yeah, but then when you come back together, it's way stronger and blah, 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 blah. But we have to come back together for that to work. And I feel like, I don't know. Honestly, I feel like me and Cheyenne are going to keep this up for like a few months, and it's going to be good, and we're really going to be consistent and hanging out. But then after that, it's just going to become less and less. Over time, it's just going to become less and less, because we're going to be busy, and we're going to have other friends, and we're going to have other plans, and we're going to have other shit. And I don't know. That's fucking scary. That's really fucking scary, but I don't know. That's what fucking happened with my brother, so I don't really know what to say. Like, I tried. I feel like I did everything I fucking could, and yeah, look where that got me. My brother's alive. I don't know. I'm like, I really haven't talked about that fucking much, but and then it's weird to talk about that, because I know that you're listening to this, Brianna, so it's like relevant to you, and it's not your fault, and it's not anything to blaming you, but my brother got a girlfriend, and she moved in, and I don't fucking see him at all. And it's like, that really fucking sucks for me, but that's it. Like, his, and it's not even a thing, and it's like, this is just, I don't even know. I'm like, I shouldn't even be talking about this. This shouldn't even be a fucking thing, but that's what this podcast, this is the reason I made this, is so I could have a fucking outlet to talk about my fucking problems and my feelings and all of my shit. And the fact that, Brianna, you listen to this, like, I'm sorry, I have to talk about this right now. And it's nothing against you, it's nothing against Brody, it's nothing against any of that. And for the listener that's not Brianna, Brianna's Brody's girlfriend. And she's the one who moved in. And she's the one who listens to my podcast and is very consistent in it. And so she's gonna hear this, and it's kind of weird because it's like, I'm talking about you, but I'm not talking to you. But I am talking to you because I know that you're listening. But, moral of the story, Brody has other priorities now. And that's not because he's like, oh, fuck Brittany. It's, oh, I'm obsessed with Brianna. And so we went from hanging out every single day, and now we hung out the other day because she was gone, but I don't know the last time that I hung out with him before that, probably the last time she was gone, at Christmas. And it's like, even then we're just like, it's weird, we're not easy to get vulnerable because there's been so much time in between. And then you have shit on your mind and I have shit on my mind, and we're just living two completely different lives that we can't just jump right back in connection. And so I feel like that's what's gonna happen with Cheyenne, is it's like, we're gonna be close and it's gonna be great for like, a couple months or whatever, but then, you know, she's going to be starting her life there, and I'm going to be, you know, having my life here, and, like, you know, we're going to have other priorities. And then we just break up and die. I don't know. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck. What's the point? Not what's the point, because I love love. I love having love. I love being in love like this. And I don't know. It fucking sucks. But honestly, I guess that's probably my realest feeling, is that it's the same as Brody. It's just like, okay, cool, yeah, I love you so much, but bye. And it's like, I don't blame Brody for that. That's not a... Well, I do, actually. I do. But at the same time, I also kind of know that that just has nothing to do with me. He just has different priorities and different focuses. And that's great. That's great. I support that. I think this is great. I think that this relationship that he's in is really good for him and all the fucking shit. But, like, that really fucked me up. That's something that is still currently a huge struggle of mine. That's something that really fucks me up. I really miss him. And, yeah, I just feel like... I don't know. I just feel like that's what distance does in relationships. It just kind of fucks it all up. Like, I don't know. Obviously, plenty of people are in happy, successful, long-distance relationships. And I don't know. I just, that almost just doesn't even seem possible, because my brother lives with me. I live with my brother. But it feels like we're, like, thousands of miles apart. So, the fact that me and Cheyenne are actually going to be miles apart is, like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. I don't freaking know, dude. It really fucking sucks, but... And then I'm trying to think, I'm like, okay, what would Cheyenne say right now? What would Brody say right now? Cheyenne would probably be like, no, it's not gonna be like that. And I don't know, but Brody would be like, I don't know, it would honestly just push him away. Because it's like, then it's also like, okay, so I've communicated that, you know, it hurts my feelings and our relationship fucking sucks and I never see you and it's never this or that. And then it's like, okay, so he listens to that, but then that's how I feel constantly. So the one time that we're hanging out after months of not seeing each other, even though we live together, that's what I say, is I'm bitching and I'm like, I just feel like this fucking sucks. Like, this fucking sucks for me. Ew, that was so embarrassing. But it's like, yeah, so then I'm pushing away, because the one time that we do fucking hang out, then I'm just like bitching and being upset and like, I don't know. This is fucked up. I'm like crashing out right now. I'm like, reel it back in, bitch. But I don't know what the fuck. I'm like, I can't rewind and just go delete to a certain point and then say something else, because where would I even delete? I don't fucking know, bitch. I don't fucking know. I don't know. I mean, yeah. That's probably honestly what I feel like is going to happen with Cheyenne. I feel like she's going to move away. And then she'll just be starting her life there. And it'll be great. I'm not saying it's just going to be like, oh, fuck you, whatever. It's like, I do think that we will be better at keeping in touch. Like, I do think that, you know, we will hang out. But it's just going to be so different. It's going to be so different. And I like to think... the future has to be better. The future has to be better, because that's what Brody says. And I believe that, but like, look at that. Look at that relationship. Like, fuck. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's obviously way different, like, my relationship with Cheyenne versus my relationship with my brother, but it's just, like, that's just what I'm thinking of, because what I'm thinking is me and Cheyenne are gonna go from hanging out almost every day to never. And then it's like, oh, what happened the last time I did that was on my, oh, my brother? Oh. Like, that's what I'm fucking feeling. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, it's gonna fucking suck. Like, it's gonna suck, but there's nothing we can do about that. There's nothing I can do about that. And it's like, I don't know, but whatever. I just feel sad. It just fucking sucks, but I don't know. I mean, yeah, we'll figure it out at least for now. For now, we're planning on doing this. We're trying to keep this shit together, and maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. You know, I don't know what to say. It is fucking scary, and I'm gonna try my best, obviously, but yeah. I mean, I can only do everything I can, you know, which I plan on doing. And I do hope that it works out. I do hope that we can, you know, manage this closeness and keep on growing and keep on, I don't know. Because then it's also like, you know, something that's scary is, I think when relationships become distanced, then when you're only getting this little time slot here and this little time slot here, you're not really able to keep growing and keep connecting and keep getting deeper. You're just kind of maintaining or just kind of holding on to what was. Like, I don't know. I mean, that's, yeah. But I don't know. I mean, we've talked about it. We have plans to, you know, make it work and, you know, actually have open communication and really be able to spend our time intentionally and really, you know, keep shit fucking growing and happening. But I don't know. I guess I just have to trust it. Is that what this is? I don't know. Obviously, it's upsetting to me. Okay, I just went back and listened to, like, the last 10 minutes and this entire crash out, and it's so embarrassing, and it's so fucking stupid, and you know what? Like, whatever. I'm gonna keep it in because what the fuck? It's a little bit how I feel. It is really fucking scary, and we are gonna have different priorities. They are gonna change. That's what happens. Priorities change over the times, but it's just scary thinking that we're not gonna be each other's top priority, and that fucking sucks, but, like, that's what's gonna happen. We're not gonna be each other's top priority. Like, we're not. That's just not the case. Like, I don't know. I love this love, and I think it's so fucking awesome, but I feel, you know, this isn't really something you can be greedy with. Like, I'm lucky I got it this much. And I'm not giving up. I feel like this just sounds like I'm giving up, and I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up. Like, I'm going to do everything in my possible, my control that I can to keep this relationship growing and keeping it similar to how it is now, because it is pretty fucking great right now, but it is gonna change. Like, that's just a fact that it's gonna change, and I just need to accept that. But I don't know. I don't know what feelings are right or the truest right now. I feel like halfway crash out, halfway like, no, it's gonna be fine, we got it, and I'm like, I'm trying to find a middle ground. I need to find a middle ground, and I just feel like that I'm kind of projecting mine and Brody's relationship onto what mine and Cheyenne's will be, which I don't really think is fair, because it's different, and I think that, I don't know, I think it'll be different, it'll obviously be different, but I don't know, that's just like my freshest experience with losing my closest person to me, you know, like, And no one's dying. I understand that I am probably a little bit dramatic in saying, oh, I'm losing all these people, and it's like they're literally 10 feet away, but in my head, like, in my way of being in relationship, like, obviously when you go from being someone's one of their top priorities to being fucking nothing, like, yeah, that fucking sucks, and I hope that that's not how me and Cheyenne is, and I kind of don't think it will be, but at the same time, like, with time, if we stay distanced, and then, you know, like, because I don't know, I mean, maybe, I don't know what future plans, like, I don't fucking know what's gonna happen, but honestly, I think, I don't know, this kind of just feels like an end of an era. But then I just feel so fucked up for saying that, because I do think that if Cheyenne was hearing this and hearing me say these things, she would be really upset, and it would be really upsetting to her. And it's also upsetting to me, but I'm trying to be realistic, but at the same time, like, I just don't want to accept that. So I don't just want to accept that. I want to, you know, do everything I can to keep it from changing, but also, like, that's not really something that I can control. It's something I can pretend that I can control, but, like, I can only do that to an extent. Like, I can only make sure, you know, that I'm constantly calling and texting her, and that I'm constantly, you know, planning to hang out with her, and planning on keeping this relationship growing, but, you know, I thought that was what was happening with me and my brother. And that's not at all, like, I don't know, that's just not something I can control, that's not in my control at all, so I don't know why I thought I could even control it, so, I don't know, I don't know, I mean, now I'm just like, I don't know, dude, I don't know, I've never done this before, an hour away, like, it just sucks, it's just so much more scary, because literally me and my brother live together, and like, our, yeah, I don't even, she's moving in an hour, like, I know that's not much compared to what most, any long distance relationship is, but I'm like, I literally live with my brother, and our relationship has thousands of miles in between it now, like, I don't know, I feel like I don't know anything about him, he definitely doesn't know anything about me, like, honestly, I think that I'm just like, put up a guard with Cheyenne a little bit that I'm realizing right now, because I'm like, you know, we really haven't had that big deep connection in a while, and I feel like she's kind of been trying, and you know what, I think I've been a little bit fucking guarded, like, damn. Which sucks, because yeah, obviously it sucks to be in a relationship with, I don't know, other freaking, like, with fears from what's happened in other relationships, and it's just crazy, like, something that is also just fucking blows my mind as a human is, like, all of this shit, you would think that I'm fucking married to all of these people, but it's, like, I feel like the biggest, like, jaw-dropping thing is, like, every relationship is the exact same. The only difference in a romantic relationship versus any other relationship should be sex. And I really feel true in that way. I feel like my relationships with my people are just so close and so insane, and I'm so in love, and I'm just so, like, crazy. It's just crazy. And, like, I feel like, I don't know. I don't know, and it's like, I just feel like, I don't know, I don't know, I'm just like, with my brother, it's like, it's kind of both, it's like a bittersweet thing, like, obviously it fucking sucks, and everything I've been talking about today on here about it fucking sucks, but, like, you know, it's like, we still have a relationship, still love each other, still the things, like, you know, it's like, there's still something, it just, like, it isn't what it was at all, and so it's like, with Cheyenne, yeah, I don't ever think that we'll just completely fall off and never talk again, like, I feel like we're kind of lifetime commitment, and, but it just sucks, like, I just feel like what we have right now is so beautiful, I just wish I could stop time and just keep it like this forever. But I can't. That's not something I can do. Like, it sucks that she's moving away, and I don't know. I want to do everything I can to keep it going, but I don't know. Like, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna try my fucking hardest. Like, you know, I'm not giving up on this. Maybe it's kind of sounded like it through the crash out, but I'm not just accepting. I'm not just gonna sit here and let it happen. Like, I do want to do everything I can to keep it, you know, how it is now. Keep it progressing. Keep it us still being able to get closer. That's the main thing. That's probably my main biggest fear, just because, yeah, I don't just want to be maintaining our relationship. I want to be progressing our relationship. I want to keep getting closer. I want to keep growing. And I think we can do that. We talked about it a lot, you know. We should probably talk about it again. Just because I guess we kind of haven't lately. And then that's my fault because I haven't fucking talked, but, and I had this guard up, and I didn't even know that I had this guard up, and I didn't even know that this was a freaking issue, but I don't know. I don't fucking know. Damn it. But it's gonna be fine. Me and Cheyenne are gonna hang out probably tomorrow, I think. We hung out last night. We hung out Sunday night. We hung out Saturday night, too. And yeah, then we hung out Wednesday night and Thursday night. And yeah, and then we're gonna be spending Thursday through Sunday next week together on vacation. So, and then we'll probably hang out the Wednesday the day before. I'll help her move all the rest of her things, and then yeah, and we're hanging out Sunday. So, you know, we still have a lot of time, but fuck, like, it just fucking sucks. Like, I just, it'll never be enough. Like, I just want to be with my girl all the time. But whatever. I don't know. Like, I should not post this. This is embarrassing. This is stupid. This is fucked up. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think that these are my deepest, truest feelings. I think this is just in the messy middle of me fucking figuring out what the fuck is going on. Because at the beginning of this episode, I had never cried about it. And then I crashed out, and now I have all these feelings. And now I'm like, oh, I had a guard up. And oh, I'm fucked up because of my relationship with my brother. And now I'm dragging that into this relationship. And now that's fucking me up. And now that's keeping me guarded here. And now that's doing this. And it's like, so I haven't even got a fucking minute to feel my real fucking feelings. But so I just want to say that I take back everything I said this entire time. Not really, but I just, like, I'm not standing on any of this. This is the beginning of just figuring out how I fucking feel. So next week I'm going to talk about that, and then I'm going to talk about my fucking birthday. And then all kinds of stuff. But God, like, I'm just fucking obsessed with Cheyenne, and I love Cheyenne, and I never want anything that ever happened to our relationship, and I wish that we could just live together and live happily ever after. No, I don't want to live with her. Oh, well, I would. Maybe I just go live with her and her family. I'm like, hey, I'm coming too, crazy, what's up? No. But I do think it'll be good. I do think that we'll be able to maintain it. I really do want to. I feel like she wants to. She definitely does want to as well. She's made that very clear. And yeah, I feel like maybe I haven't made that clear since she was saying, you know, she needs me to show that I care a little more. She didn't say that because she was just saying, oh, I want you to cry, but I don't want you to cry, but I want you to cry. I feel like that's what that means. So I guess I gotta go fucking show that I care better. So anyway, whatever. Okay. I love you. I hope you have the best day ever. I hope you have the best week ever. Don't make fun of me for crying and making a nasty, embarrassing crying voice. And I'm not sorry for it. I'm not sorry for crying. I love crying. This feels good. This was something for me. Like, embarrassing if you ever know me in my entire life. No, you don't. And Brianna, also, at the same time, again, I just want to reiterate, this isn't about you. This has nothing to do with you. I love the relationship that you and my brother have created. That, like, I'm, yeah, cool. I love that he has you. But it just does fucking suck that we went from hanging out every day to nothing. And yeah, that's just a fact. That's literally what happened. So it's not personal. It's not a thing. And you know what? Honestly, Honestly, Brianna, I love you. I'm so glad that you live here, and I'm glad that you're a part of my life, and I'm extremely grateful that you're a part of Brody's. I think that you're a really great person. And fuck, like, you know, yeah, I love you, girl. And I love the rest of you. Bye, have a good day.